a nearly $10 million aid boost has been given to the Sahel's drought-stricken farmers and herders, thanks to Sweden, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has announced. More than 4 million people in the region face increasing hardship following dry spells last year that hit crop production and livestock, according to FAO. The agency warns that families' food stores are emptying fast while herders are in desperate search of fodder for their animals. Burkina Faso and Mali are the two hardest hit countries in the region, but the aid will provide help to vulnerable communities until 2020 so they can get back on their feet, FAO said in a statement. The agency's Angela Heinrichs has been speaking to Danielle Johnson.
At the moment, there are about 4 million people that are facing food insecurity and that suffer from the poor harvest earlier this year, and who now basically are in the lean season following a weak harvest. And this led to pastoralists leaving quite early in transhuman, so going off with their livestock to other areas, which are also hard hit by the drought. So especially for pastoralists, the situation is very dire.
Now, the aid that has come from Sweden is nearly $10 million. What FAO, the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, says is that it's useful because it actually will help over the next 2 years. So what are you going to do with the money? How are you going to help the people who need it on the ground?
Exactly. The Swedish funding is over 2 years, which is great in a humanitarian crisis because it allows you to address the most urgent needs very quickly, while at the same time you can start working on rehabilitation of water points, on rehabilitation of pastures, addressing the livestock needs, so that you can start building the livelihoods back and slowly getting out of a humanitarian situation.
Can we maybe talk about the resistance measures, the long-term resistance measures that might be put in place thanks to this kind of aid?
Prevention and then, of course, rehabilitation that then leads into recovery, because if you limit your assistance only on the really urgent humanitarian assistance, it is very difficult to significantly reduce the number of people in need. FAO always has a longer-term vision and is supporting and strengthening resilience of the population. So concretely, like I said before, to really look at their livelihoods, help them to get access to water, to rehabilitate irrigation schemes, boreholes for animals or rural roads, vaccinating animals so that they recover from and that they are stronger to also cope with shocks in the future. Because the crises are recurrent in the Sahel and due to different factors, and one needs to work on reducing the impact of the shock.